This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Attorney General William Barr goes before a House Appropriations Subcommittee Tuesday. The special counsel report on the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election is expected to be part of the questioning. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Barr will be at a budget hearing before a Democrat-led House subcommittee, where he's expected to face a flurry of questions over the special counsel's report. So far, Barr has released just a four-page summary and is expected in coming days to issue a redacted version of the full report. While President Trump has seized on Barr's summary as clearing him of any collusion or obstruction, Democrats want to see the full thing and decide for themselves without Barr's filter, saying his summary has raised more questions than answers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israelis are voting in parliamentary elections that will determine whether longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stays in office. Here's more from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Clouded by a series of looming corruption indictments, Netanyahu is seeking a fourth consecutive and a fifth overall term in office, which would make him Israel's longest ever serving leader, surpassing even founding father David Ben-Gurion. But he faces a stiff challenge from retired military chief Benny Gantz, whose blue and white party has inched ahead in Netanyahu's Likud in polls. Official results will begin streaming in early Wednesday, but it may take far longer for a final verdict to come through given the fragmented state of Israeli politics. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will leave her post this week, opening up one of the most high-profile and influential positions in the president's cabinet. Nielsen oversaw several contentious Trump administration policies. This is VOA News. Gunfire was heard outside the Sudanese military headquarters in the capital of Khartoum Tuesday. This as demonstrations seeking the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir continued for a third consecutive day. Large groups of protesters have been gathered since Saturday, calling for the end of al-Bashir's 30-year autocratic rule. Interior Minister Bushara Juma said Monday that roughly 10,000 protesters rallied outside the headquarters Saturday. Six people were killed in Khartoum when security forces dispersed the protesters. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on all parties in Libya to immediately engage in dialogue to reach a political resolution to the conflict there, declaring there is no military solution. In his statement late Monday, Guterres offered UN help to get the dialogue started. Fighting for control of Tripoli between military commander Khalifa Haftar's forces and those of the UN-backed government during the past week has left dozens of people dead. The three founders of Hong Kong's 2014 Umbrella Movement were convicted Tuesday for their roles in the massive pro-democracy demonstrations. Benny Tai, Chan Kin Mon, and Reverend Chu Yung Ming founded the Occupy Central movement in 2013. The movement preceded the student-led protests that shut down key parts of the city for 79 days the following year. A man in the U.S. state of Maryland has been arrested and will appear in federal court Tuesday for an alleged Islamic State-inspired terror plot to run down pedestrians with a truck. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Rondell Henry is facing a charge of driving a stolen vehicle across state lines. Court documents say he told authorities in Maryland who questioned him he planned to ram a stolen U-Haul van into a group at National Harbor, a popular tourist area. The documents describe Henry as harboring hatred for disbelievers and looking to emulate Islamic State militants he saw on videos beheading people and fighting overseas. The court filing said Henry had no escape plan and intended to die, saying he wanted to create panic and chaos similar to a deadly 2016 truck attack in Nice, France. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The University of Virginia won the school's first men's basketball championship, beating Texas Tech 85-77 in overtime. Monday night's landmark victory in Minnesota took on special significance for the Virginia team because they were eliminated in the first round of last year's competition. Texas Tech was appearing in the title game for the first time. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.